NSW gamblers lose $2.17 billion in just 3 months, new report. A New South Wales, NSW, gambling charity has released an analysis revealing that gamblers in the state lose a total of $24 million on pokie machines daily. According to Wesley Mission, poker machine losses in NSW skyrocketed to $2.17 billion in the first 90 days of 2025. The report also highlights that residents in Western Sydney are among the most severely affected, with average annual losses of over $3,200 per year on poker machines. The group's analysis draws on numbers from state government reports on gambling activity. Based on its findings, Wesley Mission concluded that NSW authorities are not doing enough to shield people from severe gambling harm. Quote, "The government is still bending to the will of powerful clubs and hotel groups while everyday people and families are being financially and emotionally crushed. This is the epitome of policy paralysis," Rev. Stu Cameron, chief executive at Wesley Mission. Cameron also added that the data doesn't account for the ripple effect of a person's gambling addiction on family members, including young children. A push for stronger regulations. Over the years, several key initiatives have been introduced in New South Wales, NSW, to address the rising rates of problem gambling within its jurisdiction. In 2023, the government implemented measures like reducing gaming machine entitlement caps, lowering new poker machine cash limits from $5,000 to $500, and prohibiting external gambling advertisements. Last December, the region's regulatory agency, Liquor and Gaming NSW, LandGNSW, launched a targeted compliance operation to ensure strict adherence to regulatory standards and responsible gaming practices during the Christmas and New Year period when casino visitation peaks. In January this year, the government announced a ban on gambling advertising across the state's public transport network. However, Cameron argues that current regulations don't go far enough. Instead, he wants the government to adopt a cashless gaming system and shorten the operating hours of gambling rooms to reduce losses. He is also proposing a mandatory curfew for gaming rooms from midnight to 10 a.m.